In this video, I'll demonstrate the use of the List Search Extender that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. The List Search Extender is a great extender control that extends drop-down lists and list boxes and allows the user to start to type in the value that they are going to select in the list box so that when there's lots and lots of items in the list box, they don't have to scroll through this extremely long list. They can just type the first couple of characters to get to the section of the data in the drop-down that matches the criteria that they start to enter. So it's a great way to improve the efficiency of user selection in list boxes and drop-down lists. So as always, to get started, I'll fire up Visual Web Developer, say create a new Ajax Control Toolkit enabled website. We'll go over into design mode for our default.aspx page. And let's just start to round out a little content. So first we'll provide some instructions to the user. We'll say on this list box and start typing to search for an entry. All right, let's hop over to source code now. We can start to build out the HTML that we're going to want. So I'm going to just grab the line break here and start to flush out a little bit of spacing. So the first thing that we're going to need is a list box. So let's add a designator for the list box. And now let's go ahead and add one. So there's our ASP.NET list box there. Give ourselves a little bit of spacing afterwards. Let's also go ahead and add a drop-down list, since the list search extender can extend both a list box and a drop-down list. And now let's go ahead and grab a drop-down list. So now we've got a list box and a drop-down list in our web page here. And we're going to need to populate them. So let's first generate a page load event that we can use to populate those list boxes by default. And in our onload event, oops, spell this correctly, list box one. And we're going to bind data source to an as yet undefined VB function, or if you're, it'll be a C# method if you're doing these examples in C#. And IntelliSense just tells us that that's not declared yet. And then let's go ahead and call DataBind. And let's also do the same thing for our drop-down list. And we're going to use the same VB function. And then again called DataBind. Okay, and now we're ready to define this getWordList function. So let's do that by saying public function getWordListText as an array of strings. And now we're going to have to come up with some way to get the string values that we want to be in that list. Now, you can be pretty clever about what you do to create the lists that are going to go in these searchable dropdowns. So remember, I mean, not only can you use static data, as I'm going to do in this example, or pull those from basically, you know, any data source, whether it's a an XML file or a table column in a database. The other thing that you can do is you can get fairly clever by doing things like using the ASP.NET's built-in profile management features to store things that the user has done previously. So maybe you want to store search terms that are common to this particular user. And so you can get really tailored in terms of how you use this functionality to customize the experience on a per-user basis. So let's go ahead and round out a string collection that we can use to populate these lists with. So I'm going to dim up temp word list text. So it's going to be an array of strings as string equals, and let's just use a bunch of strings. And you'll note this is the military alphabet, or at least part of it: Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, etc. Now, once we've done that, before we actually return these values for population in our lists, I want to sort them before I return them so that they're in alphabetical order. So let's go ahead and do that. So we're going to call ArraySort on the list that we just created. Oops, sorry, wrong language. Now we can go ahead and return them. There we go. Okay, so that's our code behind, and now we're ready to just add the extenders to our existing ASP.NET page to get the specific behavior that we want that takes advantage of the list search extender. So, if we go ahead and go over and look, and we still have a valid design there. Now we can go ahead and add the specific extenders. So let's go ahead into our toolbox and find the list search extender that's part of the toolbox. Remember, there's no installer for the AJAX control toolkit, so I manually created this toolbox tab. Let's go ahead and we're going to insert a couple of the extenders. One will go here for association with the list box. It's just telling me that my existing that the versions already existed, that the DLL for the toolkit already existed. And then here we'll grab another one. Now I can configure each of these extenders for the two controls that I want to be extended. So let's start with the target control ID. And in our case, the target control ID is going to be listbox1. And for the second one here, the target control ID is going to be dropdown list1. Now, of course, you can add style sheets to change the specifics of the visual properties at runtime. Let's go ahead and give it a test what we've done so far. So here's our list box. If I select the list box, notice we get this prompt type to search. So if I start to type, notice that there's a prompt box at the top that tells me what I've entered so far. Works the same down here. Oops. So if we're in a different place there, and we just start to type, same thing happens. We get that list search. just by way of illustration, if I want to change the visuals of that prompt box, I can add a style sheet. So I'll just use the standard style sheet that I've been using for these demos, which is included in the source code downloads that you can get along with this video. And then I just drag it out of the Solutions Explorer and drop it onto my page so that I get the CSS reference so that I can use the classes. And then, if I want to change up that appearance, I can set the prompt CSS class, and I'll use a CSS class that's defined inside that style sheet. So I can say, let's use list search extender prompt. And you can see that list search extender prompt just adds italic and a little gray text to the appearance. So nothing super fancy for us, but just demonstrates how you can easily apply style sheet classes. And notice now we get the sort of white background, and we've picked up some default styling for the page. And now, as I start to type, we get the gray text with the italics typeface. So that's it. That's how easy it is to use the list search extender control that comes with the AJAX Control Toolkit to really sort of streamline the data selection and user input process in your web-based user interfaces with ASP.NET 2.0.